Hey everybody, Dr. Eileen O'Grady here. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the podcast on wellness. This series I developed explores the different ways people live well and practice extreme self-care in their own lives. For more information, you can visit my website at www.eileenogrady.net or like my page on Facebook. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and now we can get into the interview. In May of 2017, I met with Sherry Dankinson-Trott in her apartment in Arlington, Virginia. I met her through her sister, Deborah, who's a fellow yoga student with me. Sherry has been a quadriplegic for 33 years since she sustained a spinal cord injury after a diving accident when she was 16. Prior to that, she was extremely athletic, a lifeguard, and a swimmer. After her injury, she went through 2 years of rehabilitation far away from her family in rural upstate New York. She returned to that hometown and graduated high school at the top of her class, went to college, and then law school. She practiced as an attorney for 25 years and lives in a beautiful, light-filled apartment with a huge balcony with her husband of 11 years, who is also in a wheelchair. She is a breast cancer survivor, she has had health issues and surgeries with complications that were so serious she nearly died 8 years ago. She left the hospital with a trach, never thought she'd work again, and did for 7 more years. She and her husband founded Happy on Wheels, an organization to help others who use wheelchairs overcome challenges and develop mindsets to be happy on wheels. Sherry has a lot of wisdom, especially about resilience and mindset. She is smart and passionate. Please enjoy my interview with Sherry Dankinson-Trott. So I'm excited to talk to you today, Sherry. And I'm wondering if we could start with my first question, which is how was health expressed in your family? You know, who were your role models? How did that all work when you were a child?
Well, it's interesting. I grew up in a very rural area of upstate New York. And my mom had me when she was 43, which at the time was pretty rare. But she was very much health food oriented, where I guess it, you know, health food is viewed as differently today as it was then, but healthy food. So where we lived, there were a lot of farms, so you could buy fresh fruit and vegetables. My mother went to a food co-op before they were even popular, was very into vitamins. And so she was really my model for eating healthy, made very healthy meals, mostly made them in the house. We didn't eat out a lot. And so I sort of grew up with a healthy mindset, not a lot of sugary things. She baked her own bread, she baked her own baked goods, and really cooked from scratch. So that's sort of my entree to health. My parents didn't exercise on a regular basis, but they were very physically active. So that's sort of where I got my entree to healthy food.
Right, so it sounds really wholesome. It was just around you all the time. It wasn't like you had to make any kind of choice. It was just there.
Right, I mean, literally, you could go to the next door cornfield and pick your piece of corn that you wanted to have for dinner in the in the summer. So, you know, the fact of having, it's interesting now, living in a city and going to a farmer's market, to me, you'd go down the street where I lived and there was someone who had a farm who had a stand. And they were selling fresh stuff. So it was available everywhere.
And easy, yeah. So I'm interested in your mindset, Sherry, and can you tell us about what happened and how you got to this point? Because I'm interested in this notion of, you know, when you had this accident and when you woke up, I've heard in other interviews that you didn't even know what quadriplegia was. And sort of what was the process, your self-talk through that?
So it is true. I woke up, I'd never met somebody in a wheelchair. I didn't know what quadriplegia was. I woke up in a hospital. Everything was very foreign. Quite frankly, when they told me I was going to a rehab center, I'm not sure if it's the mind that does this deliberately to sort of protect you or whether it was my mindset because I was an athlete. I thought I was going to a health spa. I mean, it didn't really hit me that this could be permanent. And I did go to a rehabilitation center. It was 2.5 hours away from my house in Westchester. It was very hard for family to visit me. I was around people I didn't know in an environment I didn't know. And that was a very, very difficult time while I was there. I attribute sort of the initial pushing of my mindset to become positive there. For a long time, it was not positive. And there were outbursts of, you know, not wanting to continue my life. What was I going to do? And in a way, I had to make friends with the people that were there, which were mostly men, because that's what happens with spinal cord injury. After that, I came home, It was very strange to be back in your old environment that's the same, but you're different. And I knew I needed to go away from where I lived because it was so rural and I had to be so dependent to be dependent. And I think that's when my mindset started to change, where I realized that I needed to push myself forward to achieve a goal. Many people, you know, said, oh, getting injured at 16, what a tragedy. Ironically, I hadn't formed a career yet. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have some of the obstacles that many people that were injured who couldn't go back to the career they already had. That's a whole different story. But I knew I wanted to go away and I knew I wanted to go to college. And as that progressed, I realized, quite frankly, that it took way too much energy to be negative than it took to be positive. Now, don't, you know, let me, you know, lie and say that every day I woke up being Miss Super Happy Person. But, you know, each day became a day of wanting to just move forward. And I think that's unconsciously or consciously, I just was not of the mindset that I was going to be negative every day. I do believe that your underlying personality is the same. But when something, whether it's the injury that I had or something tragic happens to you or in your life, mm-hmm. that many times your underlying personality becomes emphasized. That's what I've witnessed. Mm-hmm. So if you're a negative person to begin with, you become even more negative. And if you're a generally positive person to begin with, you really draw on that and try to, you know, be positive. And I found that it brings positive people into your life. Mm-hmm. You feel better when you're positive. Mm-hmm. Negativity just drags you down.
Right. So at some point, I mean, this just happened organically for you, where you just noticed yourself, you know, by being